wonderful treat from a very wonderful, organized, intelligent, beautiful, spiritual woman. Yes, yes, and I've known her almost 20 years. She's been around the church longer than that, but she's always been somebody who just shared her opinions with love and has always fought for equality and being accepting of diversity, and she's just been a wonderful person as far as making it the workplace for people to get along, and she's done a great job of overseeing our healing program here at the church. So she gave me an assignment for next January, and she's all over me like a cheap suit saying, "Are you ready yet?" And I'm like, "It's still August." But yeah, I'll get back to you, Connie. I'll get right on it. So she's very organized and really wonderful and perfect to be in charge of our healing as well as so many other things. Let's hear it for Connie, Reverend Connie.
I didn't say, "Are you ready yet?" I said, "Get ready." I didn't say, "Are you ready yet?" It is in January, you know. You have to prepare. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you so much, Barbara. That was really sweet. That really touched me. And, you know, I can't say enough about, you know, Barbara being Millie's right-hand man. Right-hand person. So it's wonderful to have that. And it's wonderful to be here and share some thoughts tonight. And you, most of you know that the way the angels work, when I talk, it has to be something that's kind of going on with me. Like some people prepare talks months ahead, and the angels don't work with me that way. But anyway, what I really have been aware of lately is just how great God really is. How great God really is. I have been showered with huge blessings over the past several weeks. I mean, really huge. And if these blessings weren't enough, you know, entwined in everything, or God story after God story after God story. And Barbara wasn't kidding when she said we go way back. I mean, I know Jeff and I were in classes for like 14 years, and I know you were probably in that long time too, Tuesday nights. Some of us are slow learners, you know. So, but anyway, I began to feel a little bit like, wow, you know, this is an awful lot for me. You know, do I really deserve this? But again, 2 weeks ago, right in the height of when all these wonderful things were coming my way, Barbara Christensen gave a talk at Sunday church about it's okay to feel that you're worthy. Bless you. And she didn't realize she was talking to me, and that, of course, I was high as a kite from all these blessings. So thank you, Barbara. Talk was just what I needed. But the funny thing is, even the blessings weren't almost not enough to get my attention, and as usual, the universe had to hit me over the head to help me get it. And it wasn't a shower of blessings. Let's just say it was a torrential downpour. You see, all I wanted to do was have one little pity party for myself. A pity party. I wanted to just sit there and feel sorry for myself. You know? And I guess the good Lord had other plans for me. And the reason I wanted this pity party is my mother had the nerve to take a vacation and leave me for 15 whole days. And so there I was. She's in Ohio having a blast, visiting my brothers and all her family. And here I am. She's flying alone. What about her layovers? Who's going to take care of her during the layovers? And she's in a wheelchair, and I worried. And now, wait a minute, because, you know, as a Virgo, worry is part of the territory. So I do come by that honestly, and so is organization. But it was a little bit too much worrying. And I was missing her, you know. I talked to her 3 times a day. I see her several times a week. And she had, you know, 15 days. It wasn't like you know, a couple days is 15 days. So I was worried. And even though I was happy for her, I wanted my pity party. But no, here comes the rainstorm of blessings, many of them from angels in the body, my friends. They wanted me to have fun and take advantage of the time my mom was away to just enjoy myself and do stuff for me. For me? Back to Barbara's talk, you know, and I think we all have trouble with that. Just taking, you know, doing joyous things for ourselves. But the real essence of what I want to share tonight is the most joyous blessing I received. It was, and I don't mean as if it was me walking hand in hand with God right at the forefront of my consciousness every minute. God was walking with me, next to me, every day. It was just amazing. He's glorious in what he brings us, in the joy he brings us, and in the divine design. He brings us, and Barbara alluded to this earlier, exactly what we need when we need it. Not what we think we need, what he knows we need. And he brings it not when we think we need it, but when he knows that our soul needs it. And I truly think that after this past month or so, I've had this kind of just reawakening of the joy I feel in knowing God. And what I titled the talk was just kind of loosely, how great thou art, Lord, how great thou art. Now, if I tell you my experiences, you may not think that they're all that. But you see, I've paid attention to how God works in my life for a very long time. And most of the time, I'm pretty in tune, you know, with what's happening, with the God stories and the little miracles that happen every day. But I sure wasn't prepared for what happened to me, all these wonderful things. They were truly divinely designed to bring me incredible joy, soulful joy, and healing. And the healing was a surprise. Sometimes we don't even know we need healing in certain areas. But of course, God knows. Through the joy and the gifts I was being given, God healed a part of me at that time. Actually, it was something like a little gnat. It wasn't like this huge kind of a thing that was dragging me down. It was just more like a gnat. And I'd worked on that particular area and did a pretty good job. And I thought I was, well, Cal, leave the little gnat alone. But God decided we're getting rid of that little gnat, the nagging gnat. But there was another huge healing that took place. And let me just say that it touched my soul. So tonight, I just really wanted to truly honor God and publicly thank him, acknowledge him for all the orchestrations that go on in our lives every single day. I'll tell you just a little bit about my experiences. Now, I mentioned I was worried about Mother flying cross country all alone. At one point, I felt my nervousness just kind of growing and growing, and I know. And my palms were sweating, and then I just started praying. She didn't know this till she heard my talk. And I just started praying, and thank you. Hello, Lord. And the next line is, and seconds later, the phone rang. Honest to God. And there I am trying to pray during my panic attack, and the phone rings. Thank you. I always have props in the you know. And here it was, my dear friend Sonia. And I said, I can't talk, Sonia. I'm in the middle of having something like a panic attack. I don't know what it is, but I can't talk. And she said, what? You're not hanging up the phone. So, you know, we talked and we're laughing. And of course, I settled down. And it ended up with her saying, I'm taking you out for early birthday dinner and we're going for Italian. And I'm like, great, I'm ready. So I get to the restaurant And Sonia was already waiting for me, and usually I wait for her, but she was waiting for me. And she had brought angel cards. Now, I don't know if y'all know what tarot cards are, and now they have angel cards and animal cards and all this. And I was surprised, because all the times we've gone to dinner, she's never brought these cards. And I always like to say here, and y'all have heard me say this before, I've studied tarot and astrology and all those kind of things, and I think they can be wonderful as tools to help you develop your attunement. I don't think we need to rely on anything like that 100%. We rely on God. But anyway, when I sat down, she started putting the cards away. I said, wait a minute. Why don't you do a little reading for me? Do a reading for you? And I'm like, yeah. So she laid out about 8 cards, and one of the cards that came up was the reward card. Now, Sonia said to me, she believed it meant that I was entering a time when I would begin to reap rewards from the good I've done in the past. Now, I'm not going to argue like I do with her about what good I've done or not done. I'm not doing that. But that's what she told me. I'm getting these rewards because of some good I've done. So, okay, I tried to take that in. And after the reading, she picked up and shuffled the cards. Bless you. And I said, let me just pick one card for the heck of it, just out of the deck. Guess what I picked? The rewards card. And so I thought, okay, you know, money's a little tight. Maybe I'll get some consulting. You know, I retired a year ago. You know, that's why I'm so happy and everything. But but I would like, you know, I thought, oh, maybe I'll get a consulting job and blah, blah, blah. And I had no clue that the rewards that came up twice in that reading, which we prayed before and after, were meant to be on a much higher level than I could have imagined, a soulful, spiritual level. And I'm not recommending y'all go out and get angel cards. I'm not recommending y'all go out and get tarot cards. I rarely talk about stuff like this. I'm just relating an experience that I had. So, Sonia was one of the angels in the body that decided wouldn't let me have my pity party missing my mother. Now, yeah, she keeps laughing. Some of you, did you believe she's 86? Isn't she beautiful? She's just so beautiful. People can't, they come up to her in restaurants, you know, they shove me out of the way. Oh, how lovely you are, they say to me. Anyway, some of you might know that I have a bit of a knee problem, and so I can't stand for a really long time, I can't drive for a really long time. So if somebody offers to drive me somewhere, oh boy, that's a huge gift to me. Well, another friend of mine calls me up and says, hey, your mom's gone, what do you say we take a Saturday, go up through Ramona, have some breakfast, go through Julian, travel out through the desert, stop off for dinner, wind our way back to San Diego. Of course, I said. Now, that outing was incredible. But I also had an important knowing during that outing. He drove off-road, which I didn't like. We didn't see another car for an hour, not another human being, not a car, nothing. We're out somewhere in God's country. And I, you know, I'm not like a real camper type or anything, but I did get out of the car, and it was just magnificent. I mean, it was silent, except for the wind. And I remember just standing there, and I just had my head back, and I was just like kind of saying a prayer, and my arms were out, my clothes were flapping, my hair was blowing, and I just felt like it was just an incredible moment. And at one point, because I was like kind of in my heart, thank you, God, for this wonderful experience, you know, for this beautiful day, this air. It was just amazing. I felt the wind blow right into my heart. Into my heart. I'm not kidding. It was like... you've all had moments like that, I'm sure. And I realized, you know, to be touched like that. And I was so happy
that my mom was having a good time and I was happy for me. Well, the story doesn't end there. I told you it was a downpour. So another friend knows my mother's way, and he says to me, pick a time, I'll drive you any place you'd like to go. I said, all right, how about Saturday, like maybe 10-ish to maybe 2-ish? He stood up, he got a little aggravated actually, and said, I'm offering to drive you anywhere you want to go on a mini vacation, none of this 10 to 3 stuff, where do you want to go, where's your favorite place, and we're going. And I'm like, okay. Next thing I know, I'm in Big Sur. My favorite place in the whole world. It's the one place, I don't know if you haven't been, you know, the ocean is there, the redwoods are up here, and there's this place called Nepenthes, and it's a restaurant, and you have to drive like a mile up, and then they seat you outside, and you're overlooking, you're like a mile high over the ocean, your head's in the clouds, the forest of redwoods is, it's just amazing. Pardon? It is. When you climb up there, you feel like you're climbing to heaven. And where we were sitting is kind of like a long deck, and people were kind of sitting all along each other and just all enjoying the view, and we were having some lunch. And I just sat there, and I looked at my friend, and I said, I really don't understand how anyone can be an atheist. Look what God has created. It was just amazing. And he smiled at me and he said, listen. What? And in the background, very softly, the restaurant was playing a Billie Holiday song, who happens to be his favorite artist and one of my favorite artists. Isn't God amazing? So while we're eating our lunch, we're watching this beautiful blue jay. And he's flitting about and everything, and I'm like, okay. And as I said, we're seated, it's all open, and there's food all over, and there was a basket of bread and a little thing of butter, kind of, the butter was like right here in front, between the two of us. Suddenly, this sweet little blue jay zips down, grabs some butter, a whole pat of butter, and zips away. Can you believe that? Out of all the butters that were lined up, and I kind of jumped. I'm like, okay. And, you know, people are kind of looking at me, and then next thing you know, the whole line of us are laughing. But as I think about it now, I think that was just another touch from the angels for me to just, you know, give me another little jolt. Not that I ever want to meet a blue jay up close again, but I, you know, my angels always play tricks on me. They do. They just do these fun things for me sometimes, and I love it when I catch it and I pay attention. And later that night, my friend, are you bored yet? later that night, thank you, my friend did this wonderful meditation. And I don't remember the words, but I know how it made me feel. And I had a soulful experience. And I know that both of us, from that trip, gained a new sense of peace, a different sense of peace that I'm not sure I really ever really, really, really had before. It's this combination of a calmness with a joyful soul. It's just amazing. Well, there are so many more God stories that happened when my mom was on vacation, but I think I've made my point. And as you could see, she made a round trip safely back and everything. And I was going, you know, the talk tonight, I was going to talk about my friends and how, you know, friends really step up and, you know, there are angels in the body. But, well, let me say this. You know, when we share experiences, we may not remember the details of the trip or this thing that we did, but we do remember who we did it with. We remember our friends. And we may not remember exactly what was said, but we remember the feeling of being with our friends. A Greek philosopher once said, "It is not so much our friends' help that helps us as the confident knowledge that they will help us." Even when I didn't ask for any help and wanted my pity party, they were there to help me regardless, in spite of myself. So, although I am blessed with the friends I have, I just felt it was more important to share this spiritual story with you all. It's almost, I feel almost like some would say, testifying. Having a minute-by-minute awareness of God. I mean, it's just amazing. In all that he creates, in all that he does, and in spite of ourselves, God works with us. In spite of our just kind of believing, he keeps us in the knowing. Again and again. And now I hope I've made a joyful noise unto the Lord. In closing, I'll leave you with this thought. When you ask God for a gift, be thankful if he sends not diamonds, riches, nor pearls, but the love of real, true friends. Thank you for giving me this.
Oh, Connie, you're rich in friends and family. Your birth family and your spiritual family. Wonderful talk. Thank you. Okay, I met some of you who are here for the first time, and we have a little something for you, but if